A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Yudalid, Menachas 14b, pagination is 28. We're going to be doing the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, but by way of introduction, we're going to actually want to do the previous Mishnah. So let's turn back to Yud Gimel Amud Beis, pagination 26, and we have a Mishnah towards the bottom of the page. The mitzvah on Shavuos, among others, is to bring special offerings for the Yomtif, referred to as Atzeres, namely the Kivsei Atzeres, two special lambs, and Shtei Alechem, two special breads of wheat. The Mishnah tells us, Shochat Shnei Kivosim, if they shecht these lambs on Shavuos, lechol achas min hachalos lemachar, with intent that one of the loaves is going to be eaten at the wrong time. On the next line, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Oso hachala, it's that particular chala that's going to become pigul, Shechishev, that he thought about that one. Pigul is going to be pig of a chayavin alav kares. Vasheni pasul ve'imbo kares, and the second loaf is pasul, but it's not your classic pigul. Rabbi Yossi is apparently holding that the fact that there was focus on one of the loaves does not affect the other one. Vachachamim omrim, but the chachamim say, Zevaza pigul, once you have in mind on one of the loaves, they're both pigul, v'chayavin alav kares, and it's the high-level offense that we've been discussing. And this is similar to the principle that we encountered, that the chachamim hold that if you only have in mind to eat one kezayis out of the proper time, that creates a pigul, even if it wasn't in the entire thing. Again, Rabbi Yossi is agreeing that that thing that you had in mind does become pigul, but the other one is only pasul. Let's move on to today's daf. As I mentioned, Yedalad Amud Beis, the Mishnah towards the bottom of the page, we're on 28. Nitmes achas min hachalos. Again, dealing with these loaves of bread of Shavuos, and only one of them became tamei, ritually impure. So this is not a case of intent, machshava. The topic of pigul is not what we're talking about, but we still want to know, are they a unified whole, and one of them becoming invalid, to what extent does that affect the other one, if any? On the next line, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, Shneim yetzu leves hasreifa, both loaves, if one of them became ritually impure, both of them end up being burnt. She'ein karban tzibur chaluk, because a karban tzibur cannot be divided. It's a public on behalf of the congregation, and it has special rules. This is intimated by Rashi. You'll see it three lines up in Rashi. Maskana de Gemara, the end of the Gemara will be Talmud Aruch Befi Shel Rabbi Yehuda. It was a clearly stated, organized statement of tradition from Rabbi Yehuda that he heard from his Rabbeim. She'ein Korban Tzibur Chaluk, that a Korban Tzibur does not get divided. And indeed, that's what you'll see if you take a look at the facing page over here. Tesvav Amud Aleph, a third of the way down, right before the Mishnah, Limud Aruchu Befiv Shel Rabbi Yehuda, that the Karban Tzibur gets united and is viewed as one. So if one of the loaves becomes Tamei, the entire set is considered Tamei. However, V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, Hatame b'tomaso, the one that became tamei is tamei, v'atar yochal, and the one that's tahar can be eaten. Let's do one line in the Gemara, and then we'll take a glance at the Rambam. Amar Rabbi Loza said, Machlokes lefnei zrika. The machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda is if one of them became tamei before the blood was thrown. Avala achar zrika, but after the blood was thrown, the carbon is in. It's been effective. Divrei hakol atamei b'tamosav atar yochal. Everybody agrees that the one that remained tahar, pure, is allowed to be eaten. It qualified. It passed the line of qualification, and therefore it's going to be good. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that the one that's tahar remains tahar, even if the tamei became tamei early on. And we see that in his beautiful wording. Temidim Umusafim, 5th chapter, at the end of the chapter. Nitma Echad Minasidorim. If one of the set became Tamei, says the Rambam, Bein Lifnei Aktara, Bein La'achar Aktara, whether it's before the burning or after the burning, Oshanitma Echad min Abazichin, or if one of, in the case of the Mishnah, which we kind of skirted over to simplify things, but the case of the Lechem Hapanim and those special spoons with special spice, the Rambam says it doesn't matter when in the process it occurs. Hatame b'tamaso v'hatar b'taharaso. The Tamei is considered Tamei because it became Tamei, but the Tahar, regardless of when in the process the Tamei became Tamei, the Tahar will remain Tahar, and the Rambam mentions it by the Haktara, by the burning, but the same concept is going to be regarding the sprinkling of the blood, as the Kesef Mishnah writes, Oposak kechachamim. The Rambam is paskening, like the Chachamim, that the Tahar remains Tahar even if the Tamei became Tamei early on. So again, we did one Mishnah regarding the concept of Pigul. If someone had in mind one of the loaves, what would the halacha be by the second loaf? And then we did a Mishnah, what happens if one loaf becomes Tamei? Nothing to do with machshava, intent. It becomes tameh. What is the halacha of the second loaf? Yashar koach, thank you for joining.